Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I feel like dreaming. Seems like my flesh just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please accept my plan. I'm the Lord. Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me, oh,
understand. Norfolk, smoking office. I understand. I understand. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to have a word of prayer. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says, in everything, give thanks. But this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your word. Because it's in your word, Father God, we learn who we are and what we are. I thank you, Father God, for the leadership that you've allowed to have on this broadcast, Father God. I thank thank you for the various ministers, the pastors that engage, if you will. I thank you for that, Heavenly Father, that they'll take that word and they'll teach it and they'll present it as your spirit will give them utterance. I thank you, Father God, that they will let the world know that we are the redeemed, that Father God, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I thank you, Father God, that they will go forth and let the world know that we are free in Christ Jesus, that we're no longer in bondage anymore. I thank you, Father God, that they'll go forth and they'll declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. I thank you, Father God, for the word that's going to go forth. I pray, Father God, it will be a healing word. It will be a set free word, a delivering word, a word that eye-opening word. I pray, Father God, that it will be a healing word. Heal everything from the back door to the front door. Everything from the back house to the White House. I pray it be a healing word, Father God. And Father God, I pray that even veterans will be healed through this word, Father God. I pray real blessings, Father God. And then, Father God, I ask you to remember those that are trying to cause peace in the world, even though I know that your word said there will be no peace until you come. But I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I give you the honor and the glory. Then I ask you, Father God, thank you for those that are you heal for us because we ask you. I thank you for it. And even those, Father God, don't know it yet, I thank you, Father God, that the healing is gone forth, that you still a God that does miracles. A healing God. And yes, Father God, yeah. I want to give a special thanks, Father God, to you because you opened my eyes that you would even bless to the second and third generation. I thank you for generational blessing, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you get to see that you're still blessing my seed and my seed. I thank you, Father God, that you're still walking by faith, Father God. I was so happy when my daughter told me, Father God, that she don't know no other way. Father God, that brought tears in her eyes, Father God, that she's still dependent on your word, no matter what she's going through. She knows that she don't know no other way but the faith way, the word way. And I praise you for that, Father God, before the whole world, heaven, earth, and this thing beneath earth. I want everyone to know that God is still a healer, still on the throne. I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
All of these and others in Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're continuing with the message to this upgrade love, God kind of love. And it's an upgrade what we've been taught. It has nothing to do with the flesh. So I know people, they got all these Greek words. And so forth, and that's good, brother and sister, but that's a worldly love. Those are worldly words. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's worldly. It's okay. Not the God kind. And so we're going to pick that back up and talk about the God kind of love, which is upgraded from what we've been taught. It's an upgrade love. You know, when you upgrade something, you increase. It's an improvement. You know, you raise the bar. I like to think you're raising the bar. Oh, excuse me. I don't know where that comes from. But anyway, thank you so much, Father God. Thank you. That we raise from what level we are. We're doing an upgrade here. And the upgrade we're doing is called the God kind of love. And I'm going to give you that scripture in a minute. So in 1 John, we just go back there and then we'll continue. That was 1 John 3. And 1, so that everybody, you know, sang it up. Okay. 1 John 3 and 1 says, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And thank you, Pastor, for that prayer. Amen. Amen. 1 John 3 and 1 from the Message Bible. What marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. But that's also why the world doesn't recognize us or take us seriously, because it has no idea who he is or what he's up to. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Let me tell you, there is a nugget for you. The reason they don't know is because it's eternal. This is eternal stuff. That's the kind he bestowed upon us.
Thank you, Lord.
The same kind he has.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Remember what we've been studying, brothers and sisters? It was the God kind of love. And I'm just going to go ahead on and tell you right now, after you've done all the definition and all of that, listen, brothers and sisters, when you done decided that this Greek word fits this and this Hebrew word fits that, you won't be able to get it, brothers and sisters, because it's not a worldly love. So the world can't define this kind of love. I didn't say that. The word of God said that. Therefore, the world know us not. The world don't know us. The world don't know us. Look what the Bible said. They don't recognize this kind of love. They have no clue to this kind of love. With that being said, Dear ones, I just want you to hear this. Since this has been said, that this kind of love is eternal love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's everlasting love. This is so important because, see, when you look up all these other definitions, they can't give you eternal love, everlasting love. That comes from the Father. That's what the kind. That's why you think Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you."
Thank you, Lord.
This is how folks gonna know you're my disciple, because you got the same stuff in me gonna be in you. That's if you love one another as I have loved you. So this commandment that he give us is to love like he loved. Remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world. I know y'all get all of that. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, it's the God kind of love. That's the point I'm trying to make right there. Again, it's the God kind of love. Now, Tuesday, and I want to listen to we was on the fact that, but we'll go back there too, because that was in March 12th. We had to love people that was unlovable. Hallelujah. That's the kind of love that God, that's the God kind. is to love the unlovable. And if God is not in you to do that, you are not able to do it. So, God dwells in us. He has to be in you. Read that passage, 1 John 3, if you will. I think it's the 12th verse.
John 3 and 12. Oh. 1 second, Chapter John 3.
First John, 1 John, I John 3, verses 12.
Okay. From the King James, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Amen. In the Message Bible, it says we must not be like Cain, who joined the evil one and then killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because he was deep in the practice of evil, while the acts of his brother were righteous. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, get the right chapter. Yeah, because see, God loved us. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, that was on me right there. That's the fourth of St. John. I'm sorry, St. John, 1 John 4 and 12.
No, why okay.
4 and 12.
Oh.
Four and twelve.
Thank you. It says, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Listen, brothers and sisters, the only way you can operate like God, you have to have that God kind of love in you.
Mm-hmm.
And the world
Amen.
Don't know that. The world don't know that. They don't have nobody to define that. There's no way to define that. Now, I know people would disagree, and I know there are scholars and everything, but you're not hearing from the Spirit. Because the Spirit said, if I read that correctly, over there in 1 John 3, the Spirit said that the world knows us not. It don't know nothing about God's kind of love.
Right. Amen.
So they can't write about it. They can't define it. It takes the Holy Ghost, which is beyond knowledge, the Bible says, it takes the Holy Ghost to teach you this. You won't get this from no book.
Right.
You won't. Not the God kind of love. It can't even be defined with some book. Then it says, God's love is perfect in us. I think that's what that 12th verse says.
Yeah, yes. Amen.
So
perfect.
Matter of fact, they don't even teach you to be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They don't teach you to be perfect. And then the moment you start teaching them that, they're going to counter with something. Come on now. You don't do this. You don't think this. They want you to succumb to their way of thinking. And you said, no, the devil is a liar. I'm perfect. Now, if you don't know, you will know. You go out there and tell some folks that I'm perfect. And you best need to be able to show them how you perfect.
That's
what
right.
makes you perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you perfect is that you're in God, and God is perfect. His love is perfect. His Spirit is perfect. So if you're in that, you're perfect.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. You're meeting all the requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if man have flaws, of course he does. But that don't mean he's not perfect because he has flaws. And let me take a moment and explain that, brothers and sisters, because, you know, a car can come up the assembly line and they say, okay, it's perfect. You know why? Because it met the requirement. It could have a little scratch. It could be defective. But because it met the requirement, it's perfect. So you're perfect. What makes you perfect is you did what God told you to do.
Amen.
And like Job. Job was a perfect and upright man before God. Why? Because of obedience. What makes you perfect is obedience. You're in Christ. And you're doing what Christ said. Don't listen to what that devil tried to tell you you're not. Because that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
But remember, you've been upgraded now. The love life you're operating in is upgraded.
Thank you, Lord.
Why?
Thank
Why you ask? Because of that 13th verse. Pastor, read 1 John 4 and read the 13th verse for us, please.
Yes, Pastor. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us because he hath given us of his spirit. Amen.
Do y'all need her to read it again? Huh? It's plain to me.
Amen.
He's dwelling in us. That perfect spirit. Because the indwelling of the spirit is what makes us perfect. That's why we can have that perfect love. And I don't care about what's getting jealous. That don't bother me. Because you know why? Because we believe in love. You got to believe in love. You got to believe.
Amen.
You got to act on it. Not talk it. You got to act it. Now, if you don't know what act, I can show you how I know you're believing in love. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that 16th verse out of the King James and then read it out of the Messenger Bible. Thank you very much.
Okay. The 16th verse. And we know and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen. And the Message Bible, we know it so well. Well, let me back up a little bit. It says, everyone who confesses that Jesus is God's son participates continuously in an intimate relationship with God. We know it so well. We've embraced it heart and soul. This love that comes from God. Amen.
Amen. See, we believe in love. We act on the God kind of love. And let me say that again. This is the God kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
I know you may be trying to give it another title. Oh, you know, that sounds like this is a God pay. This is not a... Man, let that stuff go, man. Get into what the Word of God says.
Amen.
I want you to go to God with your dictionary.
Yeah.
You will be turned away. Peter ain't going to have it.
All right.
Well, Lord, your word said to have agape love. So I said, where that's at? And you
all right.
Lord, your word said, they know all of that slick talking stuff. They got that down pat. That sounds so good.
All right.
And brother, I don't want to tell you, I'm not ignorant to this stuff. I just kind of coasting on. But let me tell you what, at the end of the day, when you present God's word, you got to present his word to him. And he want to say, well, what kind of love you have? You know what you're going to say? I'm glad you asked me. Lord, we have the God kind of love.
Hallelujah.
Kind you command us to have. Matter of fact, you order us to have the same love that's in Christ. That was your order. You didn't order us to have all these other, just your kind. And your kind make us perfect. We don't need nothing else.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, I don't know if y'all realize this or not, but I'm going to tell you, his kind works for male, female. His kind works for, it doesn't matter. Man, yes, folks, it's tough love. I'm going to tell you right off, it's tough love. Everybody can't love like that. It's tough. Because you got to look at in the midst of adversity and say, Lord, your word says, Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve. Your words say.
All right, all right.
That's what you're asking with. Well, I don't see no harm in loving on the gays. Don't love on them. You'll love your way in the hell because God ain't told you love on them. Now, preach the word to them. Now, I know I'm just probably messing up some folks, but listen, brothers and sisters. You don't want to do nothing God don't want to do. You're not going to stand for anything God not going to stand for. Because that's what you're about. You're about your father. Remember he called us little children? Yeah, he called us that. So if we're his children, we ought to act like him, think like him, talk like him. Why do you think he gave us his mind? Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And remember, they that are of the world, guess what? They're going to speak of the world. That's not nothing I came up with, man. That came right out of the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, read 4 and 5, Pastor. We're going to move on.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. 1 John 4:5. They are of the world, for speak they of the world, and the world heareth them.
Yeah.
Amen.
And when you are the world, you're going to hear all the world stuff. But if you're of God, you're going to say, oh, yeah, Lord, that makes sense for me. I want your kind of love. I don't care about having no name or whatever. I'm not interested in that, Lord. I'm interested in that I get the same kind you got, and I don't need no name on it. I just want you to put it in my spirit. And I'm going to call it what you call it, Lord. You call it the God kind, that's what I'm going to call it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Remember God loved us when we were unlovable? Remember that? This the 17th verse says, we believe in this love because we dwell in this kind of love. We've set up residence. We live in this kind of love.
Somebody else.
That's where we live at. We don't know nothing else.
Yes.
I don't know nothing else but to live in this kind of love. So when they hit me on this cheek, I turn the other one. Keep it moving. They ask me for my coat. I give my clothes also.
All right.
I'm not going to dilute the love of God to satisfy your worldly lust and your worldly thoughts. Because they're of the world. And they're going to speak of the world. The kind of love they're going to speak of is the world kind. But guess what, brother and sister? Good news. We are of God. And he that knoweth God, he hear us. And he that is not of God, thank you and hear us.
Amen.
See, because we operate in the spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't operating in no spirit of lie. We operating in the spirit of truth.
Amen.
Because the 17th verse Pastor just read, we are like him. We're like him. Mm-hmm. It proves we love God. That's what that 20th verse said.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, we are, our nature have changed. When God changed us, he changed our nature. He changed our culture. I told you that yesterday about the culture. Yes, he changed all of that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This love is eternal love. That's the kind he done put up in you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Yeah! He puts some of his stuff. What you think he's gonna give you? Some temporary stuff? No, he's giving you eternal love because he wants you to be ready eternally.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
See, this worldly love, they love on Sundays and on Saturdays, on the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What about Tuesday? What about when you ain't in the field and can you love like God?
All right.
Well, this is the part where we allow anyone who wants to say anything. This is your opportunity to say something. Can't wait to sign this for the review. We'll let you get it off your chest right now. And even if you can wait and you want to have something to say, bro, the studio is open.
Amen. I wanted to read that 17th verse, Pastor, from
what now?
Yeah, 1 John 4:17 from the Message Bible.
Okay.
Or did I read it from? Okay, let me read it from both because I don't think I read it from the King James. Okay, from the King James first, it says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." And then from the Message Bible, God is love. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God and God lives in us. This way, love has the run of the house love has the run of the house, becomes at home and mature in it so that we're free of worry on Judgment Day. Our standing in the world is identical with Christ's. Amen.
What you say?
Yes, amen. Our standing in the world is identical with Christ's.
That's what
amen.
I'm trying to tell you, brother and sister. They don't have nothing to define the kind of love Christ was showing. He laid down his life for his friends.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Which definition of love tell you to do that? So if you can't find one until you go die for somebody, then you say, let me put that to the side here. I need to run over here and get upgraded. You want to get this upgrade, love.
All right. Amen.
Okay. Since he put it in us, I think that's what she said, because at the home, she said, and mature in us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because see, you will have Judgment Day, and you're going to have to be able to explain some stuff.
Amen.
Yeah. The love that you were loved with, that's what you got to love with.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he put in you. That's what caused you to be mature. That gave you that upgrade stuff.
Amen.
See, before, we were tossed and turned like with every wind and doctor, but boy, you done messed around here and you done got this upgrade stuff, this mature love. This mature love that for Christ I live, for Christ I die. And you mean it from your heart. You believe in it. You act on it. You see, this is another thing. When you tell people that there's a difference, that means you're acting on it. And when you are doing it, that's a whole nother ball game right there.
Amen. Amen.
That love is being formed in us.
Yes.
It's being developed in us. And that's what probably we're going to talk about next week. How to develop this God kind of love in us. This upgrade stuff. Okay, see how to do that. Don't want you to hold back. We want you to let it go. if you believe in it, you'll let it go. When you believe mm-hmm. in something, you don't have no problem going out there proving. I mean, I believe in my peach cobbler. I put it mm-hmm. up against about anybody because I believe in it. And if I believe in it, I go out here and make it, and I'll show you. But if you don't believe, you ain't gonna make nothing. You ain't gonna get no peaches.
Amen.
Yeah. You believe your car, or I run my car, you say, hey, let's go put the pedal to the metal, baby. But I thank you all. Anybody else? But again, thank you so much, Pastor Dale from Akron, Ohio. We'll see you all Sunday for the review. And meanwhile, stay blessed.